Now, much of the blame, of course, in this scandal has fallen on the coaches and the university at Penn State. But commentator Frank DeFord has been thinking about football itself.
As confounding as was the failure of Penn State officials to act, the consensus explaining the motives for their ignoble behavior is that, first, Joe Paterno didn't want to scar the reputation of himself or his football program, and then university executives wanted to protect the reputation of the dear old coach and his money-making team. Yet I must wonder as well how much the culture of the particular sport involved, football, abetted the conspiracy of silence. Football, you see, is our proud American throwback showcase of men being at their best, most primitive masculine. Indeed, the question of whether the sport is too brutal has always been an issue, and nowadays, of course, the subject is as prominent as ever. And always, always, the defenders of football are furious that the violence might be curtailed by do-gooders, that football will be sissified. The expression heard from the time little boys first play is that football teaches you to become a real man, to be manly. Nobody ever says that about even the most sublime baseball or basketball players. The only North American school sport that approaches football in its meanness is ice hockey. And yes, maybe just coincidentally, hockey has also experienced horrifying cases of pedophile coaches which went unreported for years. How could anyone possibly believe an abused boy that such a manly sport could produce such sexually perverted men? For football's devotees, the sport is public proof that our American men are still tougher than anyone else. Because of that reputation of machismo, that conceit, that creed, it surely becomes painful, almost traitorous, for men who love football to accept such an abject contradiction of their sport's manliness, the very rape of a little boy by a coach. Perhaps it doesn't even matter why Joe Paterno could be so insensitive and irresponsible. Even Paterno himself may not know what caused him to fail such a basic test of decency. But still, I cannot help but wonder that, no, it wasn't primarily because of his own reputation, but because of all the money Penn State football made that stopped him from acting. No, I wonder if, above all, Coach Paterno could not bear to see shame come to his beloved game of football.
Commentator Frank DeFord joins us each week from member station WSHU, Fairfield, Connecticut. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.